Hey everyone, how you doing? It's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation. Hope all is well. It's been a while. It's been quite a while, actually. So much has changed. So much has changed since the last time we've spoken. I mean, I know I've been growing, but I know you've been growing. I've been seeing a lot of your successes. I've been listening to a lot of you guys' messages. Don't ever think those things go unnoticed. Now, obviously, I don't have time to respond to every one of them one-on-one, but I love what you're doing. I love to hear about your successes. I love to hear about your progress. I'm sorry I have my retainer in right now, but I love to hear about what you're doing and how you're getting to the next level. That's what this is about. Guys, how often are you able to sit down with your group of friends, a group of people that inspire you, and you can talk to them about how you're elevating to the next level and not sound like bragging? How often can you really express yourself about your goals and your dreams and how you've conquered them over the last 2-3 years and people not get jealous, people not get envious? You know, it's good to be around people who are excelling and reaching that next level, so that way you can be inspired. So that way you can get up out that bed and do those push-ups. So that way you can actually write those letters or write those poems or write that book, whatever it is that inspires you to do more. So you can make those phone calls. Instead of doing 200 calls a day, you're doing 400 calls a day. That's good to talk about those things. Talk about what you're achieving. It's so much negative news going on day to day. It's good to hear about people that are conquering things. People are growing. People are getting through the frustration, the adversity that life is throwing at you. It's finally good to hear that. I want to hear that. You know, we all get that phone call frequently about people who are always going through something, dealing with something, and they're wanting you to talk them off the ledge. And yes, we don't mind doing that. We don't mind being there for the people that we love and when people need us to help talk them off the ledge. But it's an outstanding, unspeakable feeling when you're talking to people about how they're conquering the world, how they're becoming a better person. I love to hear you hitting your goals, because to me, that lets me know that you're getting better. Yes, I love that you got promoted in that company. I love to hear that your income went from this to this. But more importantly, I love to hear that you're getting better. And the only way that you're going to get better is you keep trying. But a more difficult way of saying that is just saying, hey, what goals are you accomplishing? Hey, what have you done today? How busy are you? How productive are you? I want to hear about that. And the reason I want to hear about that is because I want to know that you're getting better. Guys, you got to get better, but in order to get better, you got to conquer something. In order to prove to yourself, because really no one else matters. In order to prove to yourself that you're getting better, you have to conquer something, right? See, I've really been tricking you guys this entire time. I've been talking to you guys about your goals and being productive in taking over the world, right? Right, reaching new heights in life. But really what I've been wanting you guys to do is get better. Right? Reaching out to me, talking to me about your issues, your problems, and what you're going through and what you're dealing with. But more importantly, what you overcame. Now that you've overcame those things, now I can tell you, hey, you got better. Stop looking down on yourself. Let's take some time and actually enjoy what's happening. Let's enjoy this moment. Guys, we can't. Hey. We only have a limited time on this earth. Let's take advantage of it. But you're progressing the entire time. And that's something that your kids can be proud of. Your grandkids can be proud of. You know, the legacy that you leave behind. Hey, it may have been trials and tribulations throughout my journey, but guess what? I got better. And you can't fault. No one can fault that. You can expect more from someone. That's fine. You can expect the best, greater things from someone here. That's fine. But guess what? Deep down inside, I know I got better. I know I'm not what I used to be. I heard recently your success rate for surviving bad days is 100%. You've made it through. If you're alive today, you made it through every bad day that you've ever had. Isn't that amazing to think about? Think about that. Isn't that amazing to think about? You're 100% successful for surviving bad days. Guys, that's another way of saying, guess what? you got better. Hey, I'm not going to talk to you here off, but I want you guys to stay inspired, stay motivated. Keep going. Keep going and keep getting better. And next time we have this conversation, guess what? Guess what, guys? And two things. You once again, you'll be 100% successful on surviving your bad day. And second thing, guess what? If you're still here, you got better. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation. Talk to you soon. Signing out.